Opponents of proposed constitutional changes in Nigeria have accused the presidency of manipulating the legislature ahead of a crucial vote. Both houses of the assembly had adopted a draft bill on proposed amendment, and a debate is scheduled for the next few days. Lawmakers Thursday rejected attempts to modify some aspect of the bill without recourse to established procedure. Opponents of the bill have subsequently called for a full investigation. Usman Bugaji is a member of the lower house of parliament and a critic of Mr. Obasanjo.
These are people who are committing a crime that, in my opinion, is less to felony. Because you cannot tamper with sacred documents which have already been placed on the table of the National Assembly. In other words, they are the property of the National Assembly. To tamper with them, to do anything with that document, is a terrible crime. This then goes to show that the president and the people behind this agenda are consistently moving in the direction of breach of rules, regulations, constitutions, rule of law.
Those in favor of extending the president's term have rejected the allegation. They insist that their campaign has been anchored on respect for the rule of law. Leading the pro-change lobby, Deputy Senate President Ibrahim Mantu.
Thank God that the procedure for the National Assembly members is done in the open. Everything we do is in the open. So there's no way anybody can actually stage manage anything in a process or in a system where everything is actually done in the open.
Intense lobbying has characterized the build-up to the parliamentary vote. Opponents and supporters are already claiming victory. Usman Bugaji says there is enough support in the lower chamber to defeat the bill.
I feel that in my mind that we have more than that number. I can even go as far as saying if we really allow people to vote without intimidation, I don't think they will have the one side. I don't think they have up to one side. If you remove all the intimidation and the harassment and the pressure, you allow people to actually vote. Because we know that 90% of Nigerians are not in support of NASA. They are against NASA.
The so-called third term debate has become a national obsession. Analysts say the decisions made in the next few days could define the very existence of the West African nation. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.